You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
Why does he spell his name? If we ever... Like, why does he have...
It's when he called...
I never talked about that.
I don't know that. I don't... He just... It's when he called Philip Pritchard in Chicago, and he just left a message. It's Jerry.
Okay.
And I don't know why he felt the need to spell it out for Philip.
Right. Like, if I call and leave my name, I don't say B-R-Y-A-N. I just say, call me back. It's Brian.
I don't know why he did that.
I kind of love it.
I like it, too. It's just... It's kind of... unique, and it's very Jerry-esque. And Mullins actually told me apparently that was his voicemail to Snoop after Snoop ruined the All-Star game by being the DJ during the skills competition and not censoring his own songs, which
was tough. That was a tough look.
Really tough. Like, really, really. And those songs had some words in it that...
Back up in this mother-
That's on NBC. Sportsnet, the whole nine. Jerry's percentage is brought to you by BPC Best Portuguese Chicken. From 2 people to 300, let BPC Best Portuguese Chicken do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. You guys ready to hear from Jerry?
Yes.
Jerry is starting to get a Jones on for the psychedelic high of canceling another season. So watch yourself, because when Jerry starts tripping on lockout SD, no one's safe. One pill makes Jerry larger, and one pill makes Jerry small. And the ones that Donald Fear gives you don't do anything at all.
Wow.
Go ask Jerry when he's 10 feet tall.
This is so stupid.
It's ridiculous.
And if Jerry goes chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking Bill Daly.
That's enough.
He called Jerry when he was just small.
That's enough.
All right, enough of this hippie shit. It's time for the hot takes.
Okay, that was as stupid as we've ever done.
That was the worst one. That was the worst one.
It was the first time I've heard it. I thought that would play better for Jerry, but that one hurt.
It was tough.
That's
Jerry's
not good,
fault.
Eh?
Oh my
Jerry's
God!
Jerry's vocal.
So bad.
Jerry's vocals can't put up with that.
Yeah,
that was tough.
I think we got to end the singing from Jerry.
Yeah, he can't do it.
It's so
stupid.
Let's get to the takes.
Lots of haters out there towards Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, but they better check themselves because Baltimore is a lock to make the playoffs.
Lock to make the playoffs.
Wow.
According to Jerry.
I think it's 50. I'm going right down the middle right now. 50%. They're supposed to have a tough game tomorrow and get dummied by Pitt.
Postponed, though, right? Like, the Steelers are freaking out, too, online about...
Why wouldn't they? Why did Green Bay... Why didn't San Fran... They had to play Green Bay. Green Bay just got to dummy them. Bunch of guys out. Why was that game not called off?
Yeah, that's true.
But it's COVID. You're 10-0. Like, what you want to take advantage of a team that's struggling? Like, shouldn't you have more confidence?
Of course you do.
Yeah, but
dude,
just...
who cares? It's a win is a win is a win. Yeah. That's why they made the comments. This is a joke. Blah blah blah. It's because Green Bay got to dummy San Fran with all those guys out, and Pitt wanted to do the same thing. Regardless, my percentage is 50.
50% the Ravens make the playoffs. Noodles,
I'm a little higher. I believe in them. I'm going to go 64%.
As it currently stands, they're out. You know, like, they're 6-4, they are out. But it's, do you have faith the Raiders are going to continue to plug along?
Like,
what about the Browns?
You know, yeah, I think the Browns will come back down a little bit, too. Just maybe that's because I hate watch them a little bit. I should like the Browns. I just don't like their quarterback.
Well, the way he conducts Cleveland business. Is a team we might have to look at in the Survivor poll this week. I can't remember who they're playing, but it's not a very good team, and they're certainly favored in that. But I look at Baltimore, and I look at their schedule, and I think they're going to get a ton of wins coming home, right? They're at Pittsburgh. Now it's on Sunday as opposed to tomorrow. I think they probably lose that game. But then they've got Dallas at home, at Cleveland, at home to Jacksonville, at home to the Giants, at the Bengals. They're going to win all those games. 95% they make it.
Wow.
95, because you win those games, you get to 10 wins, I think you're in. You know, even in a deep, tough AFC, I think 10 wins will get in. There's a chance they get more than that. I'll say 95%.
Goof on Jerry all you want, but I'm jacked for the Tyson versus Jones fight this weekend. Because when it's all said and done, it will look and feel like a real boxing match. Mike Tyson might bite the guy's ear off. Never know.
Never know.
There it is. I'm so low on this.
Down 35%. They could, you know, be ripped and be sweating and doing training and all that. At the end of the day, they're not kids anymore. When they actually get out there, they might be done after one.
They're not going to be throwing bombs or anything.
30%.
Like, yeah, the rules alone, it's supposed to be kind of like a sparring, almost pathetic type of like rules and regulations based on, I guess, the commission in California because they're fighting at Staples Center. But I just think this is about a payday. I don't think the promotion has been overly well. It hasn't been really well done.
No.
And I think these are two legends of the boxing world. You know, they are. They're absolute, you know, superstars of the boxing world. But they are well past their expiration date. This is a cash grab. Feels like everything Tyson does is about cash. And, yeah, they're in shape. They'll go out and do their old thing. But it's going to be like watching an alumni game. You know, like yeah, it's not going to be crisp. It's not going to be fast. It's just not going to be that. I think 5%. This thing feels like a real boxing match.
I'm going higher. The only reason being is, and I know that it's not the bad blood or whatever, but we saw and we celebrated last week the Angelo Mosca and Joe Capp fight.
Yes.
And how old were those gentlemen?
They were in their 70s,
and,
I think,
at that point. They hated each other, and they have hated each other there for years. I think the juices will get flowing, and regardless of the rules, Tyson will get popped, and he's unpredictable. Like, I'm all eyes will be glued on it for me.
So you think it's going to be a good fight? Like, you think it'll feel like a good fight?
Good is going to be a stretch.
That's arbitrary. But
I think it's going to be eventful, put it that way. Like, Tyson doesn't do anything that's not eventful.
Okay. All right.
So
we'll
I'm
see.
Going higher on that. I'm going to go 48%.
Sticking with the fight game. If Conor McGregor beats Dustin Poirier, his next opponent in the octagon will be none other than Habib.
I don't know why he had to say it like that.
Yeah, it was like an awkward, like, split second pause.
Can you
Habib.
Play that? Play the whole thing again. I need to hear it. I don't know why he is talking like that.
His next opponent in the octagon will be none other than Habib.
He's off today.
He's just
off
so natural.
Jerry's lost his mind.
Yeah, he's that locker.
He is off his game, and he needs a week suspension.
Yeah, White Rabbit threw him off by Jefferson's airplane.
Oh my God.
That was just
that's
ridiculous.
A tough song. That was that's a tough song to do anyways, and then Jerry.
Gotta be the toughest song to karaoke. Like the notes.
Dude, you could be a barroom singer and you can't pull that off. And
no.
Jerry got that assignment today.
That's a tough one.
I would love to hear the rehearsal on that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, Habib McGregor, I say 85% that happens.
Yeah, I'm high on this too. Habib continues to hammer home the fact that he is not going to come out of retirement.
No way.
Every time he does it, Dana White, like within 24 hours, is saying that he will be fighting. So I think wants to wish it into existence because Habib sells and he's a superstar and he's arguably.
Habib McGregor gets me on a flight to Vegas.
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And that's exactly where it's going to be. That That no is kidding. What the game plan should be. Vegas coming alive. Vaccines are out. COVID, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Next summer, come to Vegas. Let's light this place on fire.
Plan it for like a late fall 2021. Yeah. Get the world back cooking again with that fight.
But here's Love the thing. It. McGregor's got a win in January against Poirier. Poirier can fight. Now, he got him before back in 16. He knocked him out in the first round, I believe. But I'm high on this, too. I'm going to say 70%. Like, that's where it should be going. If you run the business, if you're Dana White, that's what you're begging for, right?
Yep.
Like, this time next year or even a bit earlier than that, in Vegas, packed house, Strip is alive, McGregor-Habib 2.0.
It's
the fight everyone wants.
I'm 95%. I think it's going to happen because cash is going to be king with that. And they're going to print money for that one.
Yeah, they would. Yep, they would.
Yep.
All right.
Patrick Mahomes will win at least two of the next three MVP awards.
Two of the next three. Now, you might be able to start penciling him in on this one, right? So he needs one of the next two if you believe he's going to get this year's MVP, and I think he's well on his way to doing that. But two out of three is tough. Yeah. It is very tough. I'm not sure the last time that would have happened, if it's happened at all. You know, Brett Favre had three. Peyton Manning, I think, has five MVPs. I'm not sure if he ever did two in three seasons. I wouldn't be surprised. We can look that up.
Did you just say Favre had five?
No, Favre had three. Oh. Favre had three MVPs. He held the record until Peyton Manning passed him, and Peyton had five.
Okay. I'm 85%. I just think he's that good, and the world knows it. His coach knows it. The league knows it. Now I'm 90%. 90%.
Are you guaranteeing that he's a lock this year?
No,
though?
I'm not guaranteeing that at all. I don't think you should.
Who else is going to be the MVP this year? Aaron Donald?
It's Rodgers is making a bit of a case. Obviously, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray. There are other guys who are still
How can
in the
you
running.
Start an argument with a guy's making a bit of a case? Like, that's not a strong argument.
Yeah, but it's still not a guaranteed lock. Yeah, exactly. Like, there's still, every team still got, what, six games left to play?
I'll bet you a hunji wins the MVP.
Well, I'm not taking that bet. But
ask Al's brother if he backs that bet, and then, Hayes, you'll double down on it.
Yeah. If Al's brother believes in that, I'll take the bet. But, I think two of the next three, I'm going to say 40%. He's got
a
shot.
I'm 90.
He's definitely got a shot. But it's a big league with a lot of superstars.
Yeah, I'm lower on this, 32%.
Jozy Altidore has played his final game with Toronto FC.
Yeah, that'd be a bummer. He's a friend of the show. We love Jozy Altidore.
Yeah, we do.
He hasn't played a lot this year due to injury. I believe he's still under contract, but you know the way soccer works with transfers and guys moving around. I would not be surprised if this is the end of the road for him in Toronto. He's a Toronto sports legend. He put forth just year after year, just great performances, was there for the MLS Cup. But Jovinko has moved on. Bradley, I don't think, is far off from that, even though he signed on a longer-term deal as well. I'll say 55%.
I'm going 0%. He is playing again. He's a legend. He's coming back, and he's our guy. And he watches every day, by the way.
Yeah, we're big fans of Jozy Altidore.
We love him. But
sports is a weird business, man.
The captain's not on a long-term deal, by the way. He signed a two-year extension last year.
Michael Bradley?
Yes.
Look at you, Stephen Caldwell.
Well, do you remember he got wrenched in that game. He was supposed to – he would have had like a massive bonus. Remember Michael Bradley? It was supposed to get like
you're right.
$7 million or something ridiculous.
That was last year, right? If they won MLS Cup, I think.
Yeah,
you're right.
And they lost against Seattle. If they would have won, it was like his contract would have kicked in for one more year at like $7 million.
Yeah, you're right.
And they lost, right?
Yeah, that was a big storyline. He tried to play it down. I remember we asked him about that. He's like, "Wow, we're just in it to win it." I'm like, come on, dude.
Yeah, seven sheets. Like,
$7 million.
Big. I mean, that's Mike Johnson's claim to fame. That's his neighbor, isn't it?
That's his buddy.
Oh, yeah.
They're buddies.
PFF.
Yep. Johnny and Brad's up in North Toronto.
I'm, you know what? I'm low on this because I want him to stay. So I'm 12%.
Yeah, I think we'd all agree. I mean, I'd love to see Altidore back, and there's certainly a possibility it's going to happen. I just, you know, it was a really down year for him, and he's had some issues with the team. Remember, he called out the medical staff with the Bradley injury and the surgery, and there seems to be a little bit of friction between the two sides. We'll come back. We got some more Jerry's, some rapid-fire Jerry's we'll get to. Jerry working some overtime, man. He was in the mood for some karaoke at around 5:30, and he had some pretty good takes. I think a wide variety of takes, right? Soccer, UFC, boxing, hitting on everything. Jerry is a well-versed sports personality. And he asked earlier today, and he said, do you think I could fire up two segments and do a little bit of rapid-fire Jerry? And I think we're all good with that. You guys good with that or what?
Absolutely.
Fire away.
Let's fire up some rapid-fire Jerry, starting with the stupid MVP pick'em segment from last week. With the Blue Jays, Bo Bichette or the field?
Okay, remember this MVP pick'em, which was a highly successful bit we did last year. Rave
One
reviews.
Of our best.
Rave
One of our
reviews.
Best.
We did not get to the Blue Jays, and Jerry's got Bo Bichette versus the field, more likely to be the team MVP this upcoming season.
I'll take Bo Bichette. I think he's primed to really be dialed in this year. I'll take him all day long.
I'll take the field because, you know, Vladdy's lost weight, maybe dialed in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've got some promising up-and-coming players. And who knows? Like, they may also bring somebody else to the table. They
that's
might acquire.
Where,
that's right. You get may get a pitch. You get a stud pitcher. You get somebody. Right. All of a sudden, they're the MVP.
That's why I would take the field. I love Bo Bichette. I think he's going to continue to grow as a player. But I think if this all these rumors are true and they're going to connect on a Blake Snell or a Trevor Bauer or a Francisco Lindor, there's your front runner for the MVP. And then all of a sudden you got a lot of talent on this team, right? And a lot of potential options. I think the smart play is to play the field.
Yep.
With the Raptors, Siakam or Lowry?
Okay. Siakam or Lowry, more likely to be the team MVP this upcoming
season.
I'm going to
go Kyle Lowry. I think he's going to have one last kind of big push here. And Siakam's got to kind of put it together here before the season starts, and who knows where he's going to be at. I still have confidence in him that he's going to regain his form, but I'm going to go with Kyle Lowry having one last push.
I'm going with Kyle Lowry as well because I think Siakam's got to battle back. Yes, it was a tough stretch, but that tough stretch looked awful. And I think, you know, he's a guy who's going to put a lot of pressure on him. There's a lot of eyes on him. He's got to be the man, and I don't know if he is. I mean, I hope he is.
He's getting paid to be the man. He
exactly.
got a max deal. Yeah, and it kicks in this year, right? So that money's really kicking in for him. But I'm going to go with Siakam because I think it's more imperative that he does play this role based on the fact that Ibaka and Gasol have moved on. That front court is thinner than it was last year. He's going to have to play more minutes, take on more responsibility. And year over year, the growth of this guy has truly been remarkable. I mean, he's someone that didn't start playing basketball until he was like 14. He went to a relatively unknown college, I think New Mexico State, and just slowly grinded and made his way up and got better year over year. And I expect that to continue. I will take Pascal Siakam. Do we have another MVP pick'em from Jerry?
With the Flames, Gaudreau or Tkachuk?
The slam dunk, Matthew Tkachuk, all day, every day. One of my favorite players in the Nash. Not even, shouldn't have been on a Jerry's. I don't even know how Jerry got to read that. It's no contest.
Gaudreau, what if he puts up 100 points?
I don't care.
Gaudreau 2 years ago had 99 points. Like, and he had statistically a down season.
Okay,
last
Matthew
year.
Kachuk's going to have 40 goals and 50 assists in an 82 game season. There's my MVP.
Non-negotiable
on that one.
I'm a Matthew Tkachuk on that, too, based on it's not even the points. It's just how valuable he is to that team because he drags them into a war every night, and he can back it up any which way. You want to play skill game? No problem. He can do that. You want to get gritty? No problem. He can do that as well.
Yeah, I think of an MVP. I'm thinking Matthew Tkachuk over Johnny Gaudreau 100 days out of 100.
I do, too. We all love Tkachuk. I mean, that goes across the board. Like, it's unanimous on the show, and that doesn't happen all the time. You know, we all see players differently, and we view the game differently. But Tkachuk is a rock star. But Gaudreau, I think people are sleeping on Johnny. Like, I will take Tkachuk by a small amount. I don't think it's 100% to 0%. Gaudreau is a spectacular talent who had a down year, and it was a bad year based on his standards. But would I be surprised at all if he goes out there and puts together a prorated 95-point season? No, I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't at all. He's that good. But I have more faith in Tkachuk stepping up. So I'll also take Matthew Tkachuk.
Now let's pay homage to Jerry's favorite GM and churn out some confirm or deny.
Ooh, I can neither confirm or deny that.
The NHL season will consist of 49 or more games.
Deny. We got to move quick here. Deny. Not going to happen. They're running out of time for that. 48 max.
Yeah, I deny as well. I think it's a carbon copy of the lockout seasons. It feels the same timeline.
Yeah.
48 games.
Yeah, I agree.
Austin Matthews will lead the Maple Leafs in points this season.
Confirm, and it's also a Jerry's 100%. Not even a question.
I'm going to deny. I think Mitch Marner's the point getter. Like they both are. Like Matthews is going to score the most goals, but Marner had, like, the last 2 years he's averaged, what is it, like 91.5 points?
I think Austin Matthews, it's time to really, for him to establish himself. He's watching McDavid every day. He knows he wants to get his name in that hat with him, McKinnon, Draisaitl.
Yeah. Well, he should be in that category. He's got the capability of
doing it.
Yeah. But I just think Marner has those runs where he'll put together a five-game stretch and have, you know, 15 points.
I hope he does. I hope he does. I really hope he has a big year, and he can have a big year.
Yep.
He can be one of the best players in the league. I want to see him do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Noodles?
Matthews.
You're confirming? Okay.
Yeah, I'm confirming.
One more from Geraldo.
Sports leagues will have access to vaccines before the general public.
That is a spicy.
It is, and I don't like it. I don't like the take. I don't know whoever wrote that take. I don't like that person either.
Mm.
Obviously, we love Jerry's assistant is a doorknob. We love sports guys, but to give athletes the vaccine before regular people, come on, Jerry and his assistant, ridiculous. I'm denying it.
I'm confirming it. Yeah, I think there might be some confirm the public, you know, the idea, like maybe the leagues can pay for it.
The three of us are Joe Blows. You want Austin Matthews
to get
a vaccine
before. I'm
not saying
I want. It has nothing to do with want. Yeah. We're talking about reality here, man, the truth.
And honestly,
they have tests
like
that we don't get.
And you're right. They have tests because they pay for them. They don't stress on the public sector. They pay for that.
I didn't like the whole thing
to
anyway.
They're going to acquire
confirm, deny. Fergie's a loser. That question was dumb.
Okay. Shout out to Jerry for putting in overtime.